Have you been listening to this show for a while? Do you like this show? Do you want to see it continue? There's one way you can do that. You can actually visit our Patreon page and donate some money to make sure the show continues. That's the only way we fund the show, the only way we make it happen. Go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. Find out bonus stuff you can get for supporting us and make sure the show keeps on trucking.
I don't know. I like the Jason part where you scream Jason. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
I'm going to tell you a little story. This comes from Fred.
Is it all about how your life got flipped?
Yeah.
Turned upside down?
I was a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I feel like you skipped a lot. I feel like
yeah, I wanted to get
through
that.
There was a lot of dramatic tension that you...
I thought about playing along and then I was like, yeah. I'm just going to skip to the end of that.
That's fair.
This comes from Fred Pollard, who posted this on our Facebook page, our Facebook group. Facebook, the most trusted site on the internet.
Listen, if you're going to share information with people, the best place to do it is on Facebook.com.
That's right. /group/WeHaveConcerns.
/social security number/retina scan.
This is the story of John Corcoran. He grew up in New Mexico in the 40s and 50s.
Corcoran or Corcoran?
C-O-R-C-O-R-A-N.
Corcoran. Corcoran?
Potato, potato.
Corcoran sounds like a bird trying to say his name.
John C.
In the morning, I wake up to the Corcorans outside. It could be Corcoran. I'm not going to say that I'm right on this one.
Well, here's an interesting thing about John. He grew up...
But I am going to make you say Corcoran.
Corcoran. Fair enough. 40s and 50s. He graduated from high school and college. He went on to become a teacher in the 60s, which is a job he held for 17 years. Funny thing about John Corcoran is...
He was a dog.
He was a dog masquerading as a man.
Holy shit, Jeff. What if that was it? I know it's not. But indulge me for a moment.
Yeah, it was what's that Disney movie about the dog masquerading as a man?
Sure, that would be
My Pet Teacher.
Yeah, it was My Pet Teacher.
Yeah,
and it was an early movie from the 60s that they still show on the Disney Channel every once in a while, real late at night.
Oh yeah, it's so fun. He's got that collar that lets him teach.
Yeah. It's
teaching collar.
It's Fred McMurray.
Yes.
Or Dean Jones. I get the two of them mixed up.
They're the same guy, I think.
But it's the same guy from Herbie Goes Bananas.
Right.
But he's a dog, and then he's a teacher.
Right.
But he can't let anybody know. That he's a dog.
Well, you can't let anybody know, but then some of the students get suspicious because they find this dog wandering around in the on campus and they adopt the dog. So he has to lead this double life where he's a teacher by day and dog pet at night.
Do you know why they only show this really late at night on the Disney Channel? It's because of the part where he has to let the underage students rub his belly.
It's not good. My favorite part is when the students tell him that their dog ate their homework and he knew that he didn't.
He's like, but how can I
tell them that I know? Ah, so brilliant.
What a wacky time that was for film and for just weird, weird scenes involving underage girls and animals. There's just a lot that was just much more acceptable then.
I'm glad we moved through that time.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, that's not what the weird thing
so
is about.
This man was not a dog.
This
man was a regular man who was a teacher.
I'm going to recap. 17 years teacher.
Yeah.
High school and college graduate.
0 years dog.
0 years dog. Could not read. Now.
So sort of dog?
Feels like a big, big bomb to drop. Less so because we were hoping for the dog thing. I feel like we undercut the impact of this revelation.
I'm sorry
revelation.
About that, because if he had been a dog
and
had been able to read.
You set the bar super high on the dog thing.
That's on me. But I will say, Jeff, if we put the dog thing aside, which is hard, and I don't know that I can, but I'm going to try.
Please.
Because half my brain's just working on this dog teacher
thing. Yeah, I know. It's pretty strong.
So I'm putting it aside, and I'm going to say... This man went to high school.
Yes.
Went to college.
Yes.
Became a teacher.
Correct.
Taught for 17 years.
This is all correct.
Did not know how to fucking read.
Could not read.
What did he teach?
He taught a variety of things over the years, including gym. Okay.
Sure.
You understand how to get by on that.
Yeah, but still graduating from college.
Social studies.
That
you should be able to read.
A whole bunch of different things he taught and somehow got by. So let me tell you about how this worked. So this is a guy who, this story actually came up because of the passing of Barbara Bush. The end
of protected his secret until her dying day.
Well, she was a big advocate for adult literacy for people that grew into adulthood and couldn't read. And she actually was the reason that he ended up learning how to read very, very late in his life and came out and admitted this story. So that's why this is in the news. But
did Barbara Bush personally teach this dog person to read? He's not a dog person. I'm sorry. I'm putting that aside. Did Barbara Bush personally teach this regular person who is not a dog to read?
She inspired him to admit to the world that he was a dog person.
Sure.
Yeah. No,
sorry.
Oh, I mean that he couldn't read.
That he couldn't read.
Right.
Because he's not a dog.
Not
person.
A dog. That's a gotcha. Fictional thing we came up with.
Putting that aside.
Yes.
So, okay. Taught for 17 years. Did he retire and then learn to read? Because that would be a dope move.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Wow.
He kept it a secret
Fuck
his entire
those
life.
Kids, am I right? Who cares? Who cares if I can teach them properly?
He'd held this secret his entire life. So here's how he did it. He started out first and second grade. He grew up in New Mexico, went to a small school. The teachers kept telling his parents, he'll get it. He's just a slow learner. Don't worry about it. And he kept getting past the next grade without ever learning to read.
That's not how it should go.
I agree.
If a kid's illiterate, you got to do something at some point.
Well, at a certain point, by seventh grade, he decided school was not for him. He started acting out and going crazy. By eighth grade, he leaned into it. He became super popular. He decided he was going to get into sports. He became, in high school, he was the, he dated the valedictorian, which is hilarious. He was the homecoming king, super popular, a quarterback of the football team. And he got—
And all of it while being a dog.
That's not— Not the accurate thing. No, he did it while not being able to read. He would get his girlfriends to write things for him. He's cheated in school. He would get people to do things for him because he was so gregarious and outgoing and charming. He got
plus,
by on his-
plus, listen, let me tell you something. All of those things that you think are fake and exaggerated on TV about if you're in high school and you're very good at the sports ball.
Oh yeah.
Being given kind of like a,
even in the 40s and 50s, that was true.
That was super true. My school.
And that was before March Madness.
Yeah. My school, was like super athlete school, right? We were state champs in a lot of different things.
Well, it's not fair if you have super athletes.
And there was,
a super soldier serum. That's not cool.
Can I tell you the truth? They were mostly dogs.
Just an entire pack of dogs.
They seem like superhumans on the field. When you get them off the field, they're very bad at regular human things.
I thought you were told me when you told me the Florida High Wolf Pack was your high school mascot. I thought it was a metaphor.
Well, it is a metaphor because they were domesticated dogs and not wolves, and there is a difference.
I see.
Yeah. So no, but we had, because we were state champs in a lot of things. Look, I was in a lot of classes where I saw a lot of athletes just get excused.
Right. Sure.
Oh,
it still happens.
We need him today.
But how many of those athletes then after graduating went
Very
on to-
Very few of them would decide to become educators right. if they knew what was good for them.
Right. That's what's so baffling about this dude.
The
is
idea
that-
is to continue on a sports ball path.
Yeah.
And not do the books because of the not read.
Because it would be very difficult, you would think, to- Be a passable teacher.
This motherfucker decided to become a creative writing professor.
And he said everybody's writing was shit.
Yeah, and you know what? He was right, because high school creative writing. So in a way, safest thing he could have done.
He just drew a lot of red lines under things and crossed things out.
You have the kids come up and read their own work in very, very dramatic voices.
Well,
I wish I still had some of my high school creative writing. Just to cringe at.
Yeah.
I wonder if I call up my mom, if there are old notebooks.
I definitely have a bunch. I actually won an award in fifth grade, seventh grade, something around there, which is how I got the job as a newspaper writer. I won this award for writing a short story that's a fantasy story.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're this kid needs to be on the news.
Yeah. Well, I was interviewed by the local paper, and while they were there, my dad was like, hey, would you be interested in having him write for you? And they're like, well, what do you want to write about? And I said, video games.
Yeah.
And so that's how it happened. But
the only award-
I haven't read that story in 20 years. And so I'm certain it would be cringeworthy.
Oh, you should do it on the next hangout.
I should.
You should bring it to the next hangout. I will tell you this. The only award that I ever won for writing was in the fifth grade for writing a patriotic poem.
Oh my God.
That I literally was like annoyed the entire time because I was just like, I don't know what to write about. I don't care. America. I don't care.
Oh, like, say, like, can you see?
And seriously, there was like 5 minutes left. And my teacher was like, you have got to turn in something or I am going to give you an F on this. And I literally just wrote, like, I was like, here's some garbage that sounds like a patriotic poem. And I went to like the fucking state creative writing. Like, teachers were just like, oh, it was so beautiful. I really love it. And I was just like, oh God,
that's funny.
This is my nightmare.
Well, that's it's funny because
it's almost like being this man. It's almost because I was just like, this is this terrible thing that I hate that I cannot do. And here it is. And everybody's like, good for you. Yeah. It made me cry.
Right. Well, not to jump to the end of this dude's story, but when he eventually did learn to read, or as he was learning to read, the very first thing he wrote was a poem. And he said the reason he wrote a poem is because it doesn't have to be complete sentences. It could just be images that are,
hell yeah.
So yeah, they're basically,
you should be high.
You can basically be almost illiterate and write a poem.
So, okay. How did he get away with all
this? So first of all, in college, what he did a lot of breaking into offices and stealing tests to cheat.
Oh, hell yeah.
He did a lot of that.
Yeah.
And then, so he graduates from college, sports hero, whatever. Somebody, he's trying to get a job. Not easy as an illiterate person, sure. I would imagine. And somebody tells him that there was a real big need for teachers. And he goes in as a teacher of gym because he's an athlete.
Yeah.
And then eventually, because he's a teacher in the system, they move him around as it happens. And he starts having to teach all these other subjects. So he developed this entire crazy methodology for getting by. He said he would always go in the first day of any school year and identify some kids, two or three
kid, and knock him down.
Strongest readers.
Oh.
And make them his consigliere, basically make them his surrogate.
Oh, congratulations. You're basically like
you're a teacher's assistant.
Why don't you read this out loud?
Exactly.
Okay, can anybody can tell me what was the most important thing about
this?
He
would ask all the kids in class on the first day of school to pronounce their names because he couldn't do roll call. He couldn't read their names. They all had to stand up and pronounce their names so that could memorize their names because he couldn't do the role.
This is like a catch me if you can sort of thing, where you look at this guy and you're just like, oh, Kukorin, if you would just put your attention and your amazing, amazing, one of a kind canine brain to actually learning.
Yeah. But
how far you would have gone.
You construct that web of lies and you're pot committed to the lies. And at a certain point you can't admit to people because they're like, you've been working here for 5 years. You know, he said his biggest fear was faculty meetings.
Sure.
He said they happened once a week. And when the teachers were brainstorming, the principal would call on somebody to get those ideas and write them on the board. And he was always worried that he was going to call on him, but they never did.
In 17 years,
they never called on him. He must have just shrank into the corner.
His
classrooms never had anything written on them. They didn't have blackboards. Nobody ever wrote on a blackboard. He said basically his kids must have loved him because he said basically all his classes were a lot of talking things out and watching videos.
Dude, I bet in all honesty, like the video thing is not great, but I bet in honesty, the reading it out loud, talking through it as a group, that's actually a better way to teach.
Oh, I'm
kids
sure it was engaged. And he had to listen. He had to pay the fuck attention to the kids because there was no way to get by just looking at what they
and
handed
somehow,
into him.
In trying to hide his own faults, this incredible dog, this amazing dog that could speak and walk on hind legs, but not read, was able to teach these children better than a human that could read.
It turns out he was man's best friend all along.
Oh, shit. Wait, he's not a dog, though.
No, fuck. We keep doing that.
He's not a dog. He's just illiterate.
Another interesting thing is he got married and his wife didn't know he was illiterate.
That's crazy to me.
He could write his name.
Sure.
But that's about it. He had kids And he would read, quote unquote, read stories to them as they were little kids, little babies. And at one point, his daughter got old enough that she communicated. What he would do is he would say that he was reading a story. He would open the book and just make up a story.
Yeah.
And at one point, his daughter got old enough to say, hey, when mommy read this book yesterday, it was completely different than what you're saying.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And he would say to her, it's about time you knew about your mother's dark secret.
Yeah. Your mother is illiterate.
Your mother is illiterate.
And she's also been lying to you this whole time.
And also, I think maybe a dog. So like, don't bring it up to her.
Yeah.
Because we love her and she, no matter what, but I think your mother is an illiterate dog.
He said he would ask his wife to write things for him and she never asked anything. And he said there was one night where this episode with the daughter, he's certain that she figured it out and was like, oh, he can't read. And she didn't say a goddamn word to him.
Pushed her off a bridge.
No.
And he drove her out in the middle of nowhere and pushed her off a bridge.
That's because not,
even his daughter, he would not even allow his daughter to tell the world his terrible secret.
You can't.
I love you more than anything, but you're not going to bring this tumbling down around my ears.
I've come too far.
I grew up in a kennel.
So he taught high school from 1961 to 1978.
What actually made him finally learn to read? And
it was Barbara Bush on TV who said this, who made him realize that he wasn't the only person like this. Barbara Bush goes on TV and says adult literacy is a problem. Mm-hmm. There are people all...
We all have to stop reading.
Everyone,
adult literacy is the hugest problem.
The biggest problem. Yes. Facing America today is that too many people read.
This dude's like retired.
Yeah.
Because it's Barbara Bush. So he's been retired for a few years. He'd gotten out.
Yeah, he got out the game. Clear, free and clear. And he was still embarrassed that people were going to find out.
Sure.
He met up with a volunteer tutor who was 65 years old.
Wow.
She was just somebody, he said she wasn't a teacher. She was just somebody who loved reading. And she taught him to read in his retirement years.
And this man's name is Haruki Murakami, author of The Wind-Up Bird Chronicle. And what I talk about when I talk, this guy is a prolific author.
He went on to be a poet.
He went on to be a Japanese author.
Which is not easy for a dog man.
It's not easy. You learn to read in Japanese first. This is crazy.
None of that's
true.
And
this good Shiba Inu is now a Nobel Prize winning author. Did Haruki Murakami have a Nobel Prize? I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Here's the truth of me. Can't read.
At this point,
also a dog.
The levels of wrong we're going down. You're concerned about the Nobel Prize thing?
I'm very concerned about the Nobel Prize. The Nobel Prize keeps me up at night.
The Nobel Prize committee keeps you up at night.
Yeah, with all their calls. And I'm just like, look, fine, I'll accept the award.
Stop it.
For my beautiful patriotic poem.
Poem
that I wrote in the
and my series
grade.
Of man-dog novels.
It's amazing that somebody made it this far, but it is a testament. Like, it shows that you can be intelligent in about 100 million different ways and circumvent the system in about 100 million different ways that we don't even consider every day.
It's a sad story, but it's also an inspiring story, I think. And it's one of those that makes you realize it's never too late, you know? And I wonder what it's like to be one of his myriad students who read about his name in the paper and was like, wait a minute, Mr. Corcoran can't read. And then another student's like, it's Corcoran.
It's Corcoran. And then a third student was like, I have never seen Corcoran and that dog at the same time.
Oh, that dog we adopted that year.
Yeah.
Oh man. I remember that. Dog never even ate our homework.
What's the craziest thing you ever got away with, you guys, up to and including murder? Let us know on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
Does that make us accessories if they tell us?
It makes us successories.
Oh, nice. I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those successories. And also,
I'm a successory to murder.
Yay! And it's just like a kitten hanging on a branch. Listen, if you want to talk to more people who are insane in exactly the same way you are and we are.
Series of dog people.
There are a series of dog people who've gotten away with it. There are a few places to do so. Number one is our Facebook group. And in that way, you can also give your data to so many shadowy organizations. Mm. But if you don't want to do that, You can also head to our subreddit, which is wehaveconcerns.reddit.com, or our Discord, which is for patrons only. If you support the show at $1 a month or more, you can join in this chat room with a bunch of other concerned citizens who may or may not be dogs, and we will never incriminate you if you are.
No.
To find out how to do that, that's patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.